You have to think back, 1968, the Clean Water Act hadn't even been passed yet. You know, we had issues with poor quality effluent coming out of sewage treatment plants, more agricultural and urban impacts to the streams back then. There was very little regulation to protect rivers and streams. So the Scenic Rivers Program was created in 1968. We're actually very proud of that fact because we even predated the National Wild, Scenic, and Recreational Rivers Program. These are some of the best rivers that remain in the state with regard to water quality, biological diversity, in-stream habitat, natural stream corridors. So it's the mission of our program to work cooperatively with local units of government and conservation organizations, landowners, and other partners to try to protect these few remaining highest quality streams we have in the state for present and future generations. The program really has its roots and history go back to the Dayton area. People in that area wanted protection for the Little Miami River. They advocated strongly for the creation of the program and helped get the program created. So we've been doing this now for 54 years, longest running program in the nation, first program in the nation, and one of the largest and most robust programs in the nation as well. We have 15 designated rivers across the state of Ohio, capturing 830 river miles. The rivers around urban areas, those rivers are threatened by urbanization, changing landscape, increasing impervious surfaces associated with shopping malls and driveways, rooftops, more highways. That's really the greatest threat to many of these rivers. Some of the other streams in the more agricultural areas of the state, that's their main threat, is agricultural land use. And that's a lot easier to address.
One of the things our program does is protect land along rivers. We've protected 6,500 acres through purchase and easements. That's really important because the land next to the river can't really be separated from the health of the river.
We refer to the riparian forest buffer. This is forest buffer that you see here. And this is very critical habitat and very critical to the protection of the overall health of the stream. The forest buffer that filters out pollutants and surface runoff when it rains, so the root mass and all the vegetation underneath, growing underneath the trees, will soak up excess nutrients and filter out sediment particles. Also shades the stream, which keeps the water temperatures cool and constant. The leaf litter from the trees in a stream system like this is actually the main energy source in the food chains. The leaves and the twigs and the other detritus from the trees, it falls into the stream, sinks to the bottom, and small aquatic insects and other forms of invertebrate life feed on that leaf litter, and that they in turn food for small fish and large fish and so on. So really it drives the whole food chain.
We work with volunteers. They go out and monitor our rivers three times a year. The residents are eyes and ears. You know, they live in and near the river. They may know more than we do about what some of the conditions are at times. So there's lots of organisms that actually live in the stream bottom. Some of them are very sensitive to pollution. So if we look for them, what we find is considered an indicator of how clean the water is.
These are, you know, remnants, river systems that are remnants of something that we used to have in the state. You can go down one of our scenic rivers or one of our wild rivers. You get down in the river valley and you can see nothing but wooded hillsides, you know, all the way up from the river, and no signs of human intrusion. You know, our work to protect and conserve these rivers and streams is really creating that opportunity for Ohioans.